ככל שאוכל להיות הכיר ממנו של אדוני, אדוני צבאות עמנו, חזר ולאם, וכל זה אדוני צבאות, ועולם מודח בחד ומה יושיע, מלך ירענים וביום קוראים, ועבר אדוני חזר ירושלים, ימי העולם ושנים וכשנים כאדמוניות.
This week's parsha אחרי מוס קדושים, so we read about Yom Kippur. This week's parsha is all about Yom Kippur. And one of the things about Yom Kippur is that the Kohen Gadol used to change his clothing on Yom Kippur different times during the day. And every time during the day that the Kohen Gadol changed his clothing, he went to the mikveh. So several times during the day, the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that they would heat up metal before Yom Kippur and throw it in the water on Yom Kippur, so that when the Kohen Gadol went to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, he wasn't freezing. This way he had a hot mikveh, because they put rods that were heated, metal that was heated up from before, and they put it in the mikveh on Yom Kippur, so then the Kohen Gadol shouldn't freeze when he went to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. So there's a whole discussion in the poskim, is a person allowed to go into a hot mikveh? So during the week, one sheet that says, not we assume that you could go. Why can't you go to a hot mikveh? Because they used to be the heated, they put it in receptacles. So it would be mayim shuvim. But we allowed to go to a hot mikveh. The question is, if you're going to the mikveh on Shabbos, are you allowed to go in a hot mikveh? So that is a question. Because the halacha is, you're not allowed to go into hot water on Shabbos. Your whole body in hot water on Shabbos is not permissible, because you might come to heat up the water on Shabbos. And then if you heat it up on Shabbos, that you're doing an avera of heating water on Shabbos. That's bishul. So therefore the halacha is that you're not allowed to go to bathe in hot water, the whole body, on Shabbos. So the Chacham Tzvi says, so the same thing, you're not allowed to go to hot mikveh on Shabbos. So if a woman has to go to mikveh Friday night, the Chacham Tzvi says it has to be cold. So we don't follow that. Because we follow the opinion of the Korban Nisanel that says that going to a mikveh is different than bathing. That's not called bathing. You can't bathe in hot water on Shabbos. But going to the mikveh, that's not called bathing. Only the opinion of Chacham Tzvi, he didn't allow it. He says only if you go to the mikveh Friday night at the beginning when it's still Bein HaShmoshos, so then you could go a hot mikveh. But we say, a lot of times a woman now, she goes to the mikveh even after the meal Friday night. Make early Shabbos, then she goes to the mikveh afterwards, so it's pretty dark afterwards. And we still allowed to go in a hot mikveh even on Shabbos, because we consider, the Korban Nisanel says, that's not considered bathing, that's considered a mikveh, and the halach of not going in a hot water is only bathing on Shabbos, but not going into a mikveh.